Hello, and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading two poems from my collection, Geosmin. Are you someone who tends a wood stove? Perhaps you cut and stack wood, select just the right pieces to keep the fire going. Often, I look at the mosses and lichen that decorate the bark like wrappings on gift. The tree they've claimed as home is gone, and I wonder about the life still in them. This poem is called Lichen. Lichen. I regret the thought of burning this club of wood, this perfect piece of young maple chosen for our warmth. Its transforming bark, appliqued, frilled seafoam green with lichen, speckled and peppered with gold. How many worlds dwell on one branch of maple? How many starry sphagnum heads carpet the stones and boulders not even rock, but all moss mounded as boulder? I cannot look at lichen on this limb without empathy. I place it tenderly back outdoors, as I would a spider cradled in a cloth, or a moth drawn indoors by light, perhaps seeking the moon, released once again into night. For some, February in Wisconsin is a difficult month. Skies are often gray, and whereas one day the brilliant sunshine will melt the icicles in the eaves, the next day might be frigid and turn the world into glass. That freeze and thaw is an anxious dance that leads us to March. We want the melt, but not all at once. This is late winter in Dieter Hollow. Like wool strands drawn by hand from roving, readied for the drop spindle, wind pulls steam from the spring creek as the stream's relative cold meets frigid air. On the ground, snow is lithic, blizzard followed by rain, then more cold in extreme. Deer become bold, browse every last raspberry cane and apple branch within reach. Skunks rouse, leave tracks in snow like cat feet. In our farmhouse, we drowse, consume pies and Dutch oven beans. And though bitter cold stretches as far as we can see, and laundry still freezes into thin boards, light begins its opening march. I am willing now to concede the release of the frozen world to melt, and, being practical, to wish it to melt without speed. You have been listening to two poems, Lichen and Late Winter in Dieter Hollow, both from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.